WOL.org. This is NPR.
So you told the sheriff that you were walking to Nebraska.
That's right. To get my $1 million.
On the next Fresh Air, Alexander Payne talks about making the film Nebraska, which has been nominated for 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actor for Bruce Dern. Join us.
Support for this program comes from Art Matters, providing 25 years of custom framing services for prints, photos, and much more. Plus, an on-site gallery showcasing Alaskan prints and posters. More information at 789-4370.
It's Mardi Gras time. Join us February 26th at 7 p.m. at the Goldtown Theater for the next KRNN Spotlight series with the North Country Cajun Club. Sergey Morrison, Meriden Borio, Andrew Heist, Aaron Hansen, Colette Costa, and host Jack Fontanella. Tickets are $12 in advance at krnn.org or $15 at the door. Imagine Cajun and Country met up at a bar and took a trip to Alaska. More info at krnn.org.
Welcome to Juno Afternoon. My name is Shona Strausser. It's Thursday, February 20th. We have a great show lined up for you today. We'll talk with Todd Hunt about Opera to Go's brand new commissioned piece from Rory Stitt. It's going to be super cool. Can't wait to talk about it. We'll also talk about Saturday's Zippity-Doo-Dah family concert, and that's with Rhonda Garnier. Bobby Lewis will be here to highlight the gospel workshop and Sunday performance, and that's always a cool thing at the Jack. Greg Cheney will be here to talk about the Juno Housing Forum on Monday. And as with every Thursday, Nancy DeCherney will be here with Arts Up, Writer's Almanac, and more on Juno Afternoon and First National Native News.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A teen in Manitoba is in a fight with his school over the right to smudge. The custom goes back generations among Canada's First Nations. More from Dan Karpinchuk.
Smudging is the burning of herbs or plants and then waving the smoke over the body. Some First Nations take part in the custom every day. That was the case of Stephen Bunn in Brandon, Manitoba. The custom has taken on an even greater significance to him since his brother committed suicide a year ago. The 17-year-old says it's one way that helps him cope.
It gives me that good feeling that he's with me and telling me to carry on.
But a teacher at his school thought Bunn's clothes smelt of marijuana and asked him to give up the smudging practice because of a no-scent, no-fragrance policy at the school. Bunn continued to smudge and was then threatened with expulsion. Bun's mother says that response made her angry.
We've been around for generations, and for this to be still happening in 2014, it should not be happening.
Bun's family has encouraged him to continue smudging, even to make a video about his experience. So far, he hasn't received any more complaints from the school, and the local school division says its officials are working with an Aboriginal elder to find a solution that respects Native traditions and at the same time ensures a comfortable learning environment for its students. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Off the Res is a popular food truck in Seattle. 2 years after opening, the owner says there's much demand for Native American-inspired dishes. Eilish O'Neill reports.
Seagulls are flying overhead on this overcast day in downtown Seattle, and Mark McConnell is setting up his truck, putting out forks and foil for his customers, and opening up the window through which he'll soon sell fry bread and Indian tacos.
Well, I've grown up eating fry bread, and my mom is from Montana, from the Blackfeet Reservation in Browning, and I've always, loved eating fry bread and wanted to be able to provide that to an area that doesn't have it.
McConnell says before he opened his truck, fry bread was only available in Seattle at powwows. And everyone who stops by seems to know that this is the only place to get Indian tacos in Seattle. One customer tells me she's from Arizona and comes here to get the food from back home that she misses. Another customer, Kate, is from the Midwest. She, too, grew up on fry bread.
Large Native American population there also, and so my family has made it through recipes. We're not Native American, but we also have eaten it at other community members' house.
Inside the truck, Michael, the cook, is frying bacon as fry bread drips over a vat of oil.
Can I get a Nutella, please?
Yes, sir.
Michael shuffles through a drawer to find the squeeze bottle of Nutella he needs for today's first customer.
Yeah, of course. Enjoy.
There's enough demand that the truck's not just downtown at lunchtime and on Capitol Hill late nights. It also has hours in Bellevue and UW-Bothell. As the truck's hours and business have grown, it's taken on more employees. Now, 4 people work full-time and 3 part-time for off the res.
Well, we're trying to bring, you know, fry bread to the masses here and do a good thing. We want everyone to come out and try it, and it might not be the same as at home, but it's good. And overall, everyone seems to love it.
That's for sure. It's not even noon yet, and there's already a line forming. For National Native News, I'm Alicia O'Neill in Seattle, Washington.
During this week in 1889, the Quileute Reservation was established. The Washington Quileute Tribe has become widely known due to being featured in the young adult vampire books and movies, Twilight. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. The Convention and Tourism Department of the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce provides convention and event planning services for Native American organizations. Information at ahcnm.org.
Join us for Kiwanis' 2014 Alaska Native Art Auction, Thursday, February 20th in Anchorage, Alaska. Ticket and reservation information is available by going to nativeartauction.org. Proceeds benefit National Native News.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. My name is Shona Strasser. It's Thursday, February 20th. And in the studio with me right now, I have William Todd Hunt. Hi.
Hey, Shona. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, pretty good.
Cool. So, great article in today's newspaper exactly what we're going to talk about today.
Isn't that an amazing coincidence?
It's just all drops at once. I love it.
Yeah, it kind of does, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So, you wear many hats in this community, but today's hat is actually Opera to Go.
Right.
Yes.
Artistic director of Opera to Go, yeah.
Awesome. So you have this really cool project. Can you talk a little bit about
what's going on? The about 5 years ago or so, we commissioned Rory Stitt to write a children's opera for us. And it's finally going to happen. It's really sort of exciting. It's been, like, this is 5 years. It's been a long time in coming and a lot of work. You know, but it's going to be great.
So for people who may, because Rory is based in Portland now,
right,
and kind of comes back, but for people who are maybe new to the community, and could you tell us just a little bit about Rory?
Yeah, well, he was born and raised here in Juneau, and sort of probably got his earlier musical start, aside from, you know, being a really excellent pianist, in musical theater over at Perseverance, and also doing his own singer-songwriter thing, and released a few albums and whatnot, and has been on tours and that kind of thing. So that's sort of been where he's come from, his basis. And he put those two together. And, when I worked on his Requiem a few years ago, about 5 years ago, I got this, this guy really needs to write a children's opera. You know, just judging from his energy and his musical, you know, where he comes from musically. And, I think it was a really good idea. And he's come up with this wonderful piece that's about an hour 15 minutes long, something like that. We haven't actually timed it yet officially, I don't think. Is really suitable for children and adults. It's not, you know, sing-songy happy, you know, like some people think, well, a children's opera might be like that. It's got musical depth for sure, but a great message too for actually anybody, sort of aimed at the younger set, but is good for all of us. It's basically about finding yourself, where you fit in the world, and you know, Bennu, who's the title character, is a kid that nobody understands at all. And literally, because he speaks nonsense. And, well, it sings nonsense. He sings really well,
opera
too.
All, yeah.
Right, yeah, that kind of thing happens. So nobody understands. He goes out and tries to find his path and ends up, you know, getting into some trouble and gets rescued from this trouble. And then at the end discovers where he fits. And it's really sort of a beautiful ending that I don't want to give away. Yeah, so it's a good message for everybody, I think, because I think we've all sort of been in that situation where we really feel like we don't belong, whether it was like in middle school or high school or now, you know.
Or now, yeah. I mean, I would think that every day.
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting thing because it's a universal theme that we all don't belong. So, oh my God. Yeah. But it's true.
Yeah, we all feel like we don't belong,
exactly.
But there's always a place for us.
Yeah. So working on a brand new opera, what's that like?
It's actually a really big challenge. In most of the repertoire we do at the opera, there's numerous recordings and it's been produced for sometimes hundreds of years. So the ideas that are mined consciously or unconsciously from all of these productions we've either seen live or on video, it makes things go a lot smoother. But in this, we have to figure out everything from the very beginning, up to, boy, how do I find my note where to sing, in this one spot? Because there's no recording of it, and you can't hear that. So it takes a lot of rehearsal time and figuring things out.
It seems like, it would be definitely very challenging. But also, because it doesn't have such a past, that it's also an opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, so it's actually really liberating in that way. Because as far as anybody's concerned, well, this is the best production ever.
That's right. So speaking of the best production ever, you have quite a team. I'm wondering, could you talk a little bit about the production team?
Yeah,
involved?
Sure, totally. The director is Brandon Demery, who has done a lot of things around town, and people know him mostly, I think, from Perseverance. The scenic and costume designer we brought in from New York, Paul Spadone. He's a guy who's really been wonderful to work with, very down to earth and very creative in his art. But he has this amazing resume too. Like, he's assistant costume designer for like Spider-Man 2 and all these kind of a few movies that we've all seen, which kind of blows me away. It's like, wow, we got him here. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Bill Conroe is doing our lighting, and it's the first time I've worked directly with him, but, we got to know him sort of through the Perseverance route where he's done a lot of the second stage and probably young artists things. Those are the main.
It's I've seen some of Paul's work, actually, and it's just beautiful. I've just really enjoyed those photos. So it's interesting that you say, so we don't have these previous recordings, so we come in, if there's a note that we just really can't find it because, we don't have any clues there. I saw some of the music, and this is really challenging music.
Yeah, it's kind of, even today, so we open in, 2 days? I got emails this morning from two different singers going, I just don't really know quite how to find the note here. And, we've been working on this for a while, and it's really hard music. But because of that level that we need to rise to, it makes it very fulfilling for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
we're really into like getting details at this point. So it's really great.
Yeah. It's just beautiful, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like music that is very inspiring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool. So let's talk about just the kind of nitty-gritty details.
Right. Yeah. So opening this weekend, Saturday, actually, we have two performances on Saturday, and that would be this weekend. So 5:30 and 7:30, two shows.
That's out at Thunder Mountain?
Oh, no. That's at Juno Douglas High School.
Oh, it's a JD.
Yeah.
I would have gone to the wrong theater.
Oh, man. Yeah, don't do that. Don't go to Thunder Mountain.
Cool. So it's at JD.
Right. It's at JD, 5:30, 7:30 this Saturday. And then next weekend, so that would be the Friday and Saturday, the 28th of February at 7:30. And Saturday, March 1st, again, 5:30 and 7:30. For those shows, tickets are at the Jack, at Hearthside, Rainier Retreat, all the Vendini locations, and of course online, opportogo.net.
Cool.
Let's see, ticket prices, gosh, $20 general, $15 seniors, and $5 student tickets, but a $2 discount. If you get it ahead of time.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. So you can find that at operatogo.net.
Yeah.
So this is a really, I kind of want to pitch just one more time. This is a really amazing opportunity to support a local artist.
Yeah.
And to see a brand new piece of opera. Like, mm-hmm. We just don't really get that opportunity.
It doesn't happen all that often. And, you know, especially in a little town, you know, we're pretty blessed to have the resources and the backing to be able to do something like this. We've got 25 people on stage, I think, probably about 25 people in the pit as well. There's, I don't even know how many people backstage helping move things around. So there's a lot of really dedicated people working on this, and it's been kind of humbling in some ways to see all of these people come together and really want to make this happen. So it's exciting.
Yeah, that's really cool. And to support Rory Stitt in kind of his in this work is just, I think, something our community really loves to do.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Todd, what else is up next for Opera to Go?
Oh, God, I can't even think that far in advance.
You're like, let me get this up,
lady. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
For Opera to Go. I think the next thing we have is the Wharf Unplugged, which is on first Friday in March, which I think is like a week after Bennu. So that's going to be at the Hangar on the Wharf Ballroom. I want to say that's 7 o'clock, but it might be 7:30. It'll be sort of contemporary acoustic music from, you know, singer-songwriter types in Juno. I want to say it's like $5. It's a pretty cheap entry to that. Mm-hmm. So, but it supports, you know, a different segment of singer in town. And so that's one of the things we're looking to branch out and get more people involved and give them opportunities to showcase their talents. We've also got Opera Spotlight coming up in June, beginning of June. Usually it's the first Sunday. I forget what the date that is. And I'm not even sure if we have an actual venue for that, but we're one thing at a time here.
Totally.
Or no more than two things at a time.
Great. So check out Bennu this weekend. And if you can't check it out this weekend, definitely next weekend.
Definitely.
Operatogo.net. You can get some more information about that. And what a great service to our community.
Yeah, and if you think that, you know, opera might be boring or something, for one, no, this is not boring. And it's only like an hour 15 minutes long. So.
Oh, I can commit to that for sure.
Yeah, totally.
Well, thanks so much, Todd. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Shanna.
welcome back to Juno Afternoon. My name is Shona Strasser. It's Thursday, February 20th, and it's 3:19. And in the studio with me, I have Rhonda Gardiner. Hi, Rhonda. How are you?
Hey, Shona. Good. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for joining us in the studio. So you're here to talk about, I love this name, and I did search for the song, but maybe I'll just sing it. I won't, actually. Zippity-doo-dah, family concert this Saturday night.
It is. It's an annual fundraiser for the Juno Co-op Preschool that's been going on for many, many, many moons since Linda Torgerson was a teacher preschool. So long
cool.
time. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And so for people who don't know what the Juno Co-op Preschool is, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we have two, we're a part-time half-day preschool program, and we're down in the basement of Northern Lights Church, and there's another co-op preschool out at Ock Bay. And it's a parent-run, nonprofit preschool, and we pretty much are based on play and following the kids and working on social, emotional kind of stuff. So basically, get all your social impulse control things a little bit underhand before you head off to try to learn your ABCs.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So it's a nonprofit. I actually didn't know that. So that's great. Yeah. And so this actual concert on Saturday is a fundraiser.
Yes, this goes towards operations. I mean, this isn't cushion. This is part of our budget. So we have this and a couple other. We're actually doing the drawing for the raffle, which is another one of our fundraisers at the concert this year. And you can buy tickets, of course, at the event. But yeah. So we do this for budget, yeah.
Yeah, so what is this event all about, and who's there? And
well, you know, I like this event mostly because it's for kids, and it benefits children and families, and we're really gearing it towards a kid event. I have it kind of packed full of alumni, so current kids and alumni, and we have the preschoolers are going to get up and perform. I had a rooster, and it was a little bit of a challenge because they made their own masks, or little puppet masks out of recycled paper. And I said, okay, you can be a rooster, you could be a dog, you can be a cat, you know, go through the thing. And of course, what we ended up with was some, like maybe two roosters and a couple dogs and lots of cats and then lots of cheetahs and lions and guinea pigs and butterfly and anyway. It goes on. So we'll see, we'll see how it works when they actually get on stage. You know?
I had a rooster, butterfly, cat, gerbil.
Exactly. Exactly. But we also get Lily Hudson to come back. She's an alumni parent. Betty came to preschool. And so she's going to tell a story. And I don't know how many people remember Nakahiri Theater, but she's going to be telling Raven Loses His Nose from a version
story
that Nora Downhauer wrote for Nakahiri Theater. So I'm really excited about that. And then Patrick Murphy has a group of guitar players, the Strummers from Gaston Elementary, and we have a handful of alumni in there. So I asked him how many people on stage, and he said, well, anywhere from 12 to 60. So it's like, okay, how many chairs? So that should be fun. And then Frog and Toad are going to make another appearance. And if you don't know Frog and Toad, you need to go to the library and look up one of the primary readers, Arnold Lobel. Excellent stories. I've heard that Margie and I do it, but I'm not sure that's true.
I'm not sure that's true.
They're pretty fun. And then we finish it all up with the Jambesters, the ukulele ensemble, because no concert is complete without
a ukulele. Yeah.
So, or several. So,
right.
Yeah. And Lily Otzi is going to be our MC.
Is she really?
She's a preschool alum. Yeah.
Oh, Lily Otzi. What is she? Probably 13
yeah,
now?
Yeah. She wants to be on Broadway, so I figured she should start at Zippity Doodah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh, I love 13-year-old MCs. That's so cool. You have some other cool things going on, too, because you can't always get your face painted in Juno.
You can't.
But here you can.
Here you can. And actually, it is a fundraiser, so you've got to pay money to get in, and you got to pay money if you want to eat food and all that, and if you want a raffle ticket. But if you want your face painted, that's included in the price. So there. Not only face painting, but free
face painting. Yeah. I love it. And so there's snacks there. There's a silent auction.
Yep.
There's a cupcake sale.
Of course there's a cupcake sale.
You had me at cupcake.
Cupcake, yeah. And it's really fun. They're just, they're beautiful. We have amazing, we have all these parents staying home with preschoolers, and what else are you going to do but cupcakes, yeah. Lots of muffin tins. Nice. And they usually come up with a whole variety of healthy or gluten-free and absolutely not good-for-you delicious stuff. The whole range.
Nice. Yeah. Excellent. And so you said there's also a raffle that's been happening. So how much are those raffle tickets? And people can get them at the door. And what prizes are around for that?
Well, the raffle tickets, I think, are $10. I've been in charge of the concert, and I've had to hone up on my details about the raffle tickets. I think they're $10 a ticket, pretty sure. And the grand prize is $750 cash. The second prize is Taku Lodge Flight and Feast Trip for Two. Third prize is $250 in cash. We think of preschool families. We just go for cash.
Yeah, totally.
And then the fourth prize is a 5-day adult all mountain pass at Eagle Crest, because that's also a preschool family.
That sounds great. Yeah, nice.
And with all this snow, that becomes a more valuable prize.
Thank goodness.
Yes. Thank goodness.
So this is a zippity doodah. It's a family concert, Juno Peru Co-op Preschool fundraiser. And this is a family show. It's Saturday. What time does the event start?
The doors are going to open at 4:30, and we are going to start the show at 5. And we are trying to get the show, done in an hour, but it won't be wearable art length, but it might go over an hour. By a little bit.
I love that. You won't have 3 hours in a 30-minute intermission, but
you won't have Andy Klein either, so there you go. Although, a stage full of preschoolers on stage, Andy Klein,
Similarities
go on.
I love it. Okay, great. So that's this Sunday at the Jack.
Saturday.
Oh, sorry, Saturday.
That's okay. That's all right.
I was actually even reading it, too. What day is it? This Saturday. And 4:30 doors. Show begins at 5. And it's really affordable.
Yes, it's $5 a person. And those are walking entrance. If you are a babe in arms, then you come in free. We don't charge for the babies. But you can also pay $20 and get your family in. And we're not really nitpicky about how big your family is. Unless it starts to look like you're not related. Yeah. Nice. Even then, We just want people to come and have a good time. So, yeah.
Great. And like you said, that this is a fundraiser that's not actually, this is not for periphery funds. We're not kind of funding trips to places. We're actually
funding the school. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, great. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Rhonda, for coming on and talking about this. And I love the zippity-doo-dah, of course, title.
Thanks a bunch. All right. See you there.
See you there. And here is Writer's Almanac.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 20th of February, 2014. 1792, George Washington established the post office on this day and made Benjamin Franklin the first postmaster general. He was in that position for only about a year, but the modern post office traces its method of operation directly to the system that Franklin set up. 1872, the Metropolitan Museum of Art opened in Manhattan. It was in a building on Fifth Avenue that they rented. It had been a house and then a dance academy. It's the birthday of Ansel Adams, San Francisco, 1902. When he was 14 years old, his parents gave him a Kodak Brownie camera, and they took him on a trip to Yosemite National Park, and Ansel Adams spent the rest of his life taking pictures of Yosemite Park, photographs that became familiar to millions of people. It's the birthday of author Richard Matheson, born Allendale, New Jersey, 1926, wrote science fiction, fantasy, horror novels that inspired Anne Rice and Stephen King. He wrote for TV shows like The Twilight Zone and Star Trek, and his novel Bid Time Return, 1975, was made into a movie, Somewhere in Time, the story of a man who falls in love with a photograph of a woman from the past and goes back in time to meet her. And it was on this day, 1877, that Tchaikovsky's ballet Swan Lake had its premiere at the Imperial Ballet in Moscow. It was his first attempt writing music for a ballet, and critics despised the production. It was at a time when ballet was like a national religion in Russia. Students expected to devote everything to their art. One ballerina wrote, "We were kept from contact with the world as from a contamination, brought up in almost convent-like seclusion, segregated by gender. The young women dancers allowed to see their fathers and their brothers, but no other male family members. Dancers transported in royal coaches through the streets." Tchaikovsky's score for Swan Lake was a very complicated, dramatic score, more like a symphony than a traditional ballet. And the German choreographer, Julius Reisinger, had trouble matching his choreography to the music. And that was what the critics despised, not the music of Tchaikovsky. 16 years later, they revived Swan Lake with a new choreographer, Marius Petipa, and it was a big success. Tchaikovsky, however, had died in the meantime, probably from cholera, though there were rumors that he committed suicide. The Swan Lake that you see today is descended from that revival of 1893. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver entitled Luke. I had a dog who loved flowers. Briskly she went through the fields, yet paused for the honeysuckle or the rose, her dark head and her wet nose touching the face of every one with its petals of silk, with its fragrance rising into the air where the bees, their bodies heavy with pollen, hovered. And easily she adored every blossom, not in the serious, careful way that we choose this blossom or that blossom, the way we praise or don't praise, the way we love or don't love, but the way we long to be, that happy in the heaven of earth, that wild, that loving. A poem by Mary Oliver, Luke, from her collection Dog Songs, published by Penguin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. It's Thursday, February 20th, and my name is Shona Strausser, and I'm very lucky to have in the studio with me Bobby Lewis. Welcome to the studio. How are
good
you?
Good to be here.
Yeah, so you're here in town the third year in a row.
Third year. And so excited.
That's just so cool. So, so you come to town to do essentially a gospel workshop.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And how did you get involved in, you know, particularly the gospel workshop, and how did that come about?
Well, initially, I'm church trash. I was raised and born in the Baptist church in Virginia. But I started coming 12 years ago to Fairbanks. There's a summer arts festival there, and two of the participants, Rick and Annie Caulfield, they moved here to work here at the university here. And Annie said, "I got to get you here." So she called over to the Jack, and they said, "Let's do it." You know? So 3 years ago, we're here, and we started. So much fun.
Wow. And so I remember, you know, the very first year, there were quite a few participants.
Oh, my goodness.
But this year, it actually seems like the roof has been blown off. Like, maybe Jack going to be standing
it's
after
crazy.
He leaves.
There's gonna be, we're going to need great repairs after we leave because we're going to blow that roof off.
Nice.
There's 110 participants this year. So exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, really wow. Nice. And the sound is enormous. It's a narration through, as this being African American Awareness Month, and we're just taking a journey from the west coast of Ghana, Africans being bought over to be slaves in Virginia, and we talk about that whole journey through the Middle Passage and right to Abraham Lincoln's time, the Emancipation Proclamation, ending at the Lincoln Memorial, Hill with Martin Luther King singing We Shall Overcome.
Wow.
So it's really a beautiful journey. In between the narration, they are singing some of the best spirituals and gospel music, and it's just really hair-raising. It has been amazing.
So is this kind of a program that you developed to tour to a bunch of places in the state?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I started this as going into schools in Harlem because some of our own kids don't know the history. So I started just taking a few of my singers from my church in Harlem and us going around to the schools doing this like a program to teach them just the journey. And then it grew until people calling me, can you bring that here? Can you bring that? Yeah. And then instead of traveling with my singers, I say, why don't we bring the community in? So it's really a great community event. And even the other night, I come in the room here in Juneau, and people are like, hey, they live here. We don't even see each other until this event. So it's like a reunion.
Yeah, yeah.
Really
well,
nice.
You certainly have made a lot of Juneau people very, very happy and
awesome.
Excited about
awesome.
Music and
oh, yeah.
And just learning, you know, and coming
yeah.
together as a community.
A lot of fun.
So you also travel with somebody who is your musical director
yes,
for this?
Yes, Eustace Johnson. We've been together 17 years. He's a musical director at another church in Harlem, but came together 17 years ago, and we've been traveling and singing together. Oh, he's been accompanying me forever, and it's so much fun. He's a great, amazing musician. And then on Friday night, we're doing the Motown event, and one of the directors of the professors of voice from the University of Fairbanks, University of Alaska Fairbanks, she's flying in tonight to do a Motown show with me on Friday night.
Yeah, so that event is called Motown for Our Town.
That's it.
I actually had read that title. I was like,
yeah.
That's catchy. Nice work.
And it's going to be so exciting. And some of the singers in the choir are going to be doing background vocals for us also. So it's like triple rehearsals going on. It's
wow.
crazy.
Wow. So that's Friday night is the Motown for Our
mm-hmm.
Town. What time does that start?
That starts, Motown for Our Town starts at 7 o'clock right there at the Jack. So excited. 7:30.
Yep. Cool. And then the gospel, so you've been workshopping all week.
All week long.
And that's in the evening.
2 hours every night. And we go 2 hours every night right up until Saturday is our first full run-through, which we open to the public 10 o'clock in the morning. So you can come and pay whatever you can. It's Saturday because last year both shows on Sunday sold out.
In seconds.
Yeah, in seconds. So we had to throw this in. So we just decided to keep it this year. To do that opening, full run through on Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and people come in and watch and pay whatever they can pay. But then the two shows, 2 o'clock and 5:30 on Sunday.
Yeah.
Two big shows.
Great. So that is actually a wonderful opportunity for those people in the community who may not be able to afford a
right.
huge show on Sunday
exactly.
or actually run out of tickets.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
they're opening up the dress rehearsal, and that's really cool. That's at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and that's also at the Jack.
Yep. That's
and
right.
then the show times again on Sunday, did you say?
2 o'clock and 5:30.
2 and 5:30.
Yep.
So, did you develop this kind of the passage through time for this particular piece, or is that something you've also been doing for
a while?
Oh,
we've been doing that. We've been, because I said I wanted to teach people without them being bored. Mm-hmm. So we put the spirituals in, and the music travels with the time. So
oh,
it's
great.
Really, really nice.
Yeah. So you have this amazing infectious energy. It's lovely. I'm very happy to be here with you.
Awesome.
But how do you, how do you actually yourself, because, you give a lot to people, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm just wondering how you personally kind of stay pumped and jazzed.
Oh my God. That comes straight from God, that energy. And, when you see, when people walk into the Jack, they're exhausted. Day's been long. It's been crazy. And the second we start singing, it's like, boop, we're up. And it's such an energy that it's so awesome to give away, So, and I was raised a preacher's kid, so this is what I've been doing all my life, So,
yeah, yeah.
It's really exciting.
Wow. Thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Thank you.
And people can get tickets online.
That's right.
And they can get them at the Jack. You can get them at Hearthside Books.
And get them quick because they are going so fast.
Yeah. So do you think that you see yourself in Juneau for a while?
I love Juneau. As long as you're happy, you're stuck with me. I'm coming back. And sometimes I don't have time to come back through the year.
Oh, perfect. Well, we would love that, too. We need a little jolt in the summertime.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Well, Bobby Lewis, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and all the best on the concerts this weekend. And
awesome.
Juneau folks, get out there, get your tickets quick, or check out that 10 a.m. performance because, the tickets are going to go pretty fast.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
A little Aretha Franklin with Chain of Fools. Check out that that Motown for Our Town on Friday night. That's going to be pretty killer, I bet you. All right. In the studio with me right now, I have Greg Chaney. Hi, Greg. How are
you?
Great. He's the City Lands and Resource Manager, so that's actually for the City and Borough of Juneau. And you're here today to talk about the Housing and Development Forum that CBJ is putting on, and it's this Monday night.
Well, actually, it's Monday during the day. It starts at 9:30 a.m. and goes to 4:30 p.m. But it is coming up on Monday. And the really really neat thing about this is if you're in the building profession, we're offering 5 business credits towards continuing education credits towards the residential contractor endorsement. Now, if you have one of those, you know what I just said. For the rest of you, it's if you're a contractor, you have to keep your license current, and we're offering this for free. Normally, people have to fly to Anchorage or Seattle to get these classes, and they're not real pertinent to Juneau. All of our information is going to be Juneau-specific, so it's really good. It's an excellent deal, and it's not only free, but we're providing lunch at no charge. So you can get free lunch thrown in there. So it's a pretty good deal, and we're going to go over quite a few different topics. So I think folks will find it interesting.
Yeah, so speaking of, as you said, it's very Juneau relevant. What kind of topics and who all, so you said builders and planners and realtors, and who is it for, essentially?
Well, yeah, you've listed them out. The builders, realtors, real estate developers, mortgage lenders, and people that are just interested in maybe doing a project on their home. It can be really helpful for the layman just to kind of get a general idea of what the permitting process is like and what's out there as in terms of opportunities.
And what are some of the, so you said that permitting and is there kind of zoning? I don't know. What kind of things are going to be offered on this Monday?
Well, that was pretty well put. I'll just go down a list of the things that will be going on. First of all, we're just going to go over permitting numbers, what the construction trends have been in Juneau in the last few years. We're going to talk about the Juneau Affordable Housing Fund has a couple of new programs. They haven't quite rolled out, but they're getting ready to roll out. One is an incentive for homeowners to create new rental units. Another is a mobile home down payment assistance program. And then we're going to be talking about something I'm excited about, the near and long-term land disposal program, including our proposal to offer a couple of LENA lots for sale, again, as we have done in the past through a sealed bid process, but also some other bigger things that are coming down the pike. We're going to have the fire marshal there to talk about fire code and how it relates to the building process. And we have folks from our engineering department talk about grading and drainage and water and sewer lines and that sort of thing. We're also going to talk about our community development department has got some new timelines they're going to roll out for zoning permits. That's like when you go to the Planning Commission for a development project. And then talk about how to turn in good site plans and what they look like. So especially if you're not very familiar with how to do this sort of thing, that would be really helpful. And a little bit about recycling, and then we're going to have a general discussion about with folks that are there about topics that are interesting to them.
Wow, it sounds like a pretty full day, actually.
It's a full day, and it's, you know, last year it was the first time we did this, and I think a lot of people came in and were kind of skeptical, like, oh, well, I'll get my credits. And now, after they came out of it, they're like, wow, that was really amazing, because it was all local people talking about the local process and little special things that you wouldn't learn at a national conference.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting because it seems like, of course, it's going to be useful for the people who work in the industry. But it's also really important for Juneauites to know. Did you find it's useful for, you know, people like me who, you know, can't really build anything?
Well, yes, Jonah, I was thinking that you might want to come. Yeah. We'll get you a free lunch. So if you want to come, Shona, if you want to be there, we'd appreciate it if you could contact us at 586-0761. Talk to Jessica Beck. Sign up. We just want to know how many people will be there so we can set up the room. You can walk in without RSVPing, but we really prefer you didn't because we're ordering lunches and we don't want to get, you know, 30 lunches and have 60 people show up. That would be embarrassing. So, RSVP. We're also, you can sign up on the web. Just look at in the Juneau, the City and Borough's website, and we have people there. Look for Jessica Beck if you can find her. Email her.
Great. And you said this is at Centennial?
Oh, no, I didn't say where it was.
Where is it?
No, that's a good question. So we're at the Vocational Training and Resource Center. That's at 3239 Hospital Drive on the second floor. And it's kind of in the back just below the hospital area, if you're familiar with that area. If not, you can call us tomorrow. Call us tonight, this afternoon if you have time, and we can give you directions.
Cool. Greg Cheney, thank you so much. Can you tell us one more time, because I thought that was pretty cool, because there's an opportunity for people who need this kind of extended learning credit, I guess it is,
yes.
Essentially?
Yeah, it's you get 5 business continuing education credits towards the residential contractor endorsement. So if you're in the construction industry and you have a contractor endorsement, this gives you 5 credits, and they're free. Normally, you know, the costs, a plane ticket out of town plus a registration fee, so it's pretty cool.
Great. So that's all part of the Juneau Housing Forum. That is this Monday. You can get more information at the City and Borough of Juneau website. Thanks so much, Greg.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Great to be here.
Yeah, and here is our house.
Always something happening. driver slows her down and a message from the bell. With a small kiss, she's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
That's a little bit of Madness. Yeah, that band was actually called Madness. A little one-hit wonder there. And speaking of many hit wonders...
Or madness.
It's Nancy Desjardins with Arts Up. Hey, Nancy.
This is one of those Madness weeks, let me tell you. Maybe it's that... It's not March Madness, it's February Madness.
February Madness, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so at 5:15, if you hurry on over, you can go to the Cycle Alaska Adventure Series. Easy Revolutions with Ben Robinson and Sarah Ginter. That's over in that bright red building by the bridge. It's the annual fifth grade wax museum night at Auk Bay Elementary tonight.
Oh.
I've never been, but it sounds exciting.
It sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also it's the Seas Sailor Talk. Chris and Louise Miller are talking about they sailed, I guess, from Antigua to Long Island and back to Grenada.
Wow.
Wow.
There's a Beach Boys song there.
And tonight, Oh, we're having our workshop. She just put that in bold to confuse me. Don't do that. There's an acrylics painting class at the Canvas, which looks pretty good. And there's a Juno Audubon Society, a beginning birders class, starting to be time to go out and do the bird counts and all that sort of stuff. So that's at Harborview Elementary, and it's $30 for a four-week session. So you can start that. All week, the Gold Town Nickelodeon is showing the Oscar-winning shorts, animation, and documentary. They're playing, just go to their website.
And they do that every year, and it's so cool because I have the attention span of a gnat. So shorts really work for me.
Yes, exactly. So let's see, Friday is a pretty busy day, and you just got to take your vitamins and get ready to go, because it's a Friday after school art class at the art department, and that's for kids, and it's 6 weeks, a session for 6 weeks starts at 3:30. 5:30, there is a Mardi Gras masquerade gala for the Shrine. This is at the Baranoff. You can get tickets by calling the Shrine business office, which is 780-6112. At 6 p.m., the Canvas is having their movie night, which is cheaper by the dozen, and everything is free, even the popcorn.
Mm.
It's the Fireside Lecture Series. It's how glaciers impact Southeast Alaska bears. The UAS Sound and Motion Series is the Wushkanade Poetry Slam. And there's Dan Hobson playing classical guitar. But at 7:30, it's Motown for Our Town, a fundraising concert. But let me just tell you, I've been hearing him practice over there. You like Motown, this is where we need to be on Friday night at 7:30. There are still some tickets available. We just added a few because they were selling out. So we'll just squish everybody in there. Let's see, Saturday, it's all-day GCI Day on the Mountain. You get a free Eagle Crest lift ticket if you bring a can of food for GCI to give to the food bank. That's
really
a pretty nice deal. Uh-huh.
Ooh.
And at 10 a.m., just because Saturday is going to really be a packed day, and you want to get everything in, so you can come to the Gospel Celebration dress rehearsal for a pay-as-you-can concert. going to be exciting. That's at 10 in the morning. At 10:30, there's a winter obstacle course, snowshoeing, high ropes course, cross-country skiing out at Saga Eagle Valley Center. There's comic drawing at 3 p.m. At 4:30 p.m., it's the Zippity-Doo-Dah concert at the Jack for Kids. This is a fundraiser for Juno Cooperative Preschool. It's been going on for 30 years.
It's so fun.
Yeah, it's great. And then at 5:30 and 7:30, also for kids, Opera to Go's Bennu, which is a new opera that is being written, composed, and all that by Rory Stitt, local guy. It's going to be very exciting. That's at JDHS, and you can get tickets in the usual places. There is a barn dance featuring Full Circle at St. Anne's Parish Hall. There is a popping tags party at Rockwell at 9 p.m. You come dressed in ridiculous thrift store attire and bring $20 to give to charity. At 9:30, it's Midnight Suns Live at the Rendezvous. They're a band from Whitehorse. Ooh. And at 10 p.m., it's Kari Griffin and the Wrist Rockets out at McGivney's.
Wow.
See what I tell ya? And then on Sunday, at 2 and at 5:30 p.m., you have opportunity to hear the third annual gospel celebration. And it's third annual because this is powerful stuff. People love it. It's packed every time. So get your tickets now and don't miss it. 108 people we have singing.
Yeah, Bobby was just here. Bobby Lewis was just here. And, wow, I would just probably listen to him for 3 hours, actually.
Yes, he is amazing. A force of nature. Energy. Yeah. Amazing. And great shoes. let's see. And also there's a Skate City Family Roller thing over at Centennial Hall. They have a disco DJ White Chocolate Disco Ball. That's happening at 3 o'clock on Sunday. At 7 p.m., there's Sunday Music at the Rookery with Irene Mueller. There's Blues Fusion, a Sunday Social Dance at the Alaskan. Let's see. On Tuesday, the Alaska Design Forum brings another one of their really interesting talks. These folks, two women, they work in poured concrete. And Furlman Hochler, I believe, are the two people's names.
They work in poured concrete?
They work with, they design. Yes. They
get some kind of visual.
A pool that's like working with cello.
You have to work really fast.
Yes. Anyway, so there's that. And
those design forum things are super cool.
They are very interesting.
They're really interesting, and these artists are actually people that are really at the top of their game.
They're making money at it, and they're from all over the world. So it's really bringing to Juno some stuff that's pretty inspirational. There is a TED Talk on technology at the Downtown Library on Tuesday as well. And if you want to help plan Folkfest, they're having a Folkfest planning meeting, the K2 conference room at 7:30 on Tuesday. Wednesday's your deadline to get your stuff in for the Sea Alaska Jury Show and competition. There is a Tilted Canvas Art and Wine event at the Silver Bow at 6 p.m. on Wednesday in the new little wine bar area, I think. It's $45. Creativations is doing that, Creativations Events. It's also Wednesday drawing night at Alaska Robotics, and there's a KRNN Spotlight Series with the North Country Cajun Band at 7 p.m. That's over at, is it at Gold Town?
It is at the Gold Town.
See there? And you can get tickets here at K2, and it's, like I said, a pretty busy week.
Yeah, that's it's kind of unbelievable, actually. And I say this every week. I really do. I mean, do we have enough people that live in our community to go to all the events that we produce? But I think we do.
Well, either that or they're all just doing them.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not just sitting home, folks. Everybody's out doing something, and it's wonderful. And it's wonderful because it's starting to get light out, and the weather's beautiful, and go skiing, if nothing else. What the heck?
That's right. We can go skiing. It would be awesome. I did want to talk about another event that's happening, too, this weekend. It's the final weekend of the Country Club and the UAS Drama Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually all student-run, and they asked me to provide some things and other people at Perseverance Theater to provide some things, but they really just go. And it's student-run. It's a student-directed production, student-acted production. It's just really cool. You can check that out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's in the Hendrickson Building. Tickets are $15 and $10.
So,
it's been going on for a couple weeks.
A couple, last weekend. This is his final weekend.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's great to see that happening out at the university, all that. So, yes, people, I expect to see you somewhere several times this weekend.
Yes. And, you know, I did want to say, too, Nancy, that it's just so cool that you added the 10 a.m. concert for a pay-as-you-can for the mm-hmm. gospel choir, because it sells out really quickly, for one, and for mm-hmm. two, you know.
Sometimes a morning concert is exactly what you need to do Saturday morning. But I just have to say that having listened to this people say this over and over again, it's life-changing music. This is stuff that makes a great deal of difference in your day. So do try to start the day out that way.
Yeah, at 10 a.m.
And come back on Sunday.
Yeah, and then you can also go skiing and you know, donate some food, so you're set to go. Yeah, well, Nancy, you can find all this information online, right?
Yep, jahc.org or ktoo.org. We both share the same calendar, and if you want to put your stuff on the calendar, send us an email, nancy@jahc.org, and we'll get it on there.
Cool. Thank you so much, Ms. DeJourney. Always
you.
A pleasure. And this is KTOO Juno. We rebroadcast on translators K276 AF in the Mendenhall Valley and Auk Bay, K269 AO in Lemon and Schweitzer Creek, K201 AM in Gustavus, K220 BT in Hoonah, and K210 AS in Excursion Inlet and Icy Strait. In Juneau, KTOO is on GCI Cable on digital channel 871. We're also online at ktoo.org. Support for national programming on KTOO comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you. Today is Thursday, February 20th. Tune in to Juno Afternoon tomorrow at 3 p.m. for another great show.
Now it's young men are coming to Syria to kill Syrians in the name of whatever. I mean,